In about 45 minutes, President Barack Obama will debate challenger Mitt Romney for the second time. The first debate ranged from the argumentative.
It's math. It's arithmetic.
I'm not in favor of a $5 trillion tax cut. That's not my plan.
To the absolutely absurd.
I love Big Bird. I actually like you, too.
I just want to wish, sweetie, you happy anniversary and let you know that a year from now, we will not be celebrating it in front of 40 million people.
Then last week, the vice presidential candidates got their chance.
When we look weak, our adversaries are much more willing to test us. They're more brazen in their attacks, and our allies are less willing to
trust
us.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Local comedian Will Durst is gearing up to watch tonight's debate and brings us these thoughts on what's happened so far.
Hey guys, Will Durst here, using a third towel to wipe down from the vice presidential wrestling match, debate. The sweat coming off both the bottom names of the campaign bumper stickers was so thick on the Danville, Kentucky stage, it shot right through television screens onto we viewers at home. In this highly anticipated undercard bout, Joe Biden and Paul Ryan took off the gloves and went at each other with straight policy jabs and sweeping rhetorical hooks for 90 minutes. No knockdowns were recorded, but most ringside judges gave the decision to Biden for stopping his own party's bleeding and blocking his opponent's momentum. Kudos were also tossed Martha Raddatz's way, who refereed the event with a command and aplomb that had veteran observers refer to her as the anti-Jim Lehrer. Paul Ryan's intensive training paid off, and he punched and counterpunched all evening while smiling so hard you could almost hear the enamel cracking inside his mouth. Meanwhile, Joe Biden had to physically restrain himself from dismantling the desk and chewing it into pieces. Like a hyper chihuahua finally let out after a long weekend cooped in the closet. Apparently, the former senator from Delaware had downed a couple of bottles of very caffeinated Ensure. Both Catholic fighters, the 69-year-old vice president and the 42-year-old Wisconsin congressman, danced around the ring when the question of abortion was raised and a no-smirking zone was briefly established. And not a single word about Big Bird. Although it was an entertaining, if not informative, match, and the general consensus is, if the two combatants promised to wear spandex next time around, we could easily sell a rematch on pay-per-view.